Archers for 24 to 29 August 2003.
Eddie and Clary just can't help worrying about Ed.
What gets me is Edward never seems to learn.
Oh, no. You try turning anything these days and he just doesn't want to know.
We just listen sometimes.
Oh, well, you tell me.
Well, he used to.
Not anymore, he don't.
Wonder if he listens to Oliver Sterling.
I doubt it.
At least he says he'll still have him back.
Yeah, very much longer.
As long as Edward's capable of doing a good job.
But what if Sterling gets to hear some of these rumours that are flying around? Hey? Thought the rugby season hadn't started, did you?
Oh, it's some sort of pre-season get-together.
You mean a booze-up.
What rumours are those, Eddie?
Oh, Fat Paul mentioned something about Edward. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, Eddie, tell me.
Well, you said you heard it at all. No, but it's a load of cobblers.
I want to hear what people are saying.
I'm not sure you do, love.
Eddie.
All right. It seems people are saying our Edward had something to do with them horses that have been hurt.
Oh, no.
Told you you wouldn't like it.
But he'd never do nothing like that.
Oh, we know that, but...
Oh, there's some ignorant people around.
Look, you mustn't go getting yourself upset, Clara.
Does Edward know they're saying these things?
Oh, I don't know.
He'd be devastated if he knew.
Well, if he doesn't, he probably soon will.
We can tell people it's a load of rubbish and to stop putting it about.
Oh, you do. Who's been putting it about?
Oh, nothing.
Just a bit of daft gossip, that's all.
I like a bit of gossip.
No, honest, Taylor, you don't want to know.
Well, if you say so. Come on, Roy. One more good diner first. Waiting.
I'm just coming.
Makes a change, eh? The man keeping the woman waiting.
Oh, yes, but there's always a good reason when it's the other way around.
Oh. That's true. What'll it be, then?
Oliver, dry, wet wine, and Roy, love a pint of lager, please.
Right. And at this point, I shall love her and leave you.
Well, I'll see you back home, then.
Yeah, all right, then, look.
I shouldn't be more than half an hour. You did say dry, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry about that. Just wanted to let Trudy know something for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Oh, look, it's Will now.
Yeah, Will said this, isn't it?
See the rugby boys are back. Yeah.
Let's hope they don't start dropping their trousers, eh?
Yeah. What are you two having?
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, go on. Oh, thanks. I'll have a Shires and a vodka and coke for him, yeah?
Yeah, that's great. Oh, did you get that, Clary?
Yeah, that's fine. Hello, you two. How did the cricket go, by the way? Wimbledon, wasn't it?
Yeah, we lost by 19 runs.
Hard luck.
Well, we were missing quite a few players, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Adam's still doing his strawberries and David's finishing off the bales.
Sounds like excuses to me.
We did well to get that close. You should have seen their opening bowler.
Oh, yeah, he was a bit tricky, wasn't he?
Oh, I never even saw the bowler got me.
Maybe you should wear glasses, then.
Yeah, very funny.
Where's your lager? Shires is just coming up. And a vodka and coke.
Da.
You two had any luck finding a place to live yet?
No.
I chased up a couple this afternoon while we were always at the cricket, but they were hopeless.
Yeah, I mean, everything's too small or been a really grotty place.
Still, you'll find something in the end.
I suppose so.
Yeah, of course you will.
Ain't easy though, so.
Oh, you can say that again.
Hey, your dad played a blinder this afternoon, then.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. He was in great form.
Oh, he's probably still made up after sorting out his job with Tom on Friday.
Anyone who manages to get one over on an archer must be doing all right.
Ah, William.
You know what I mean.
You sound just like your grandfather.
Oh, no. I'm turning into Grandad.
You want a slice of lemon in this, then?
No, fine as it is.
All right.
Oh, by the way, we've got something to ask you.
Yeah, but we'll ask you in a minute. Why are we whispering?
Oh, because...
That's £9.60.
All right, I'm getting these.
Oh, tap.
There's something we need to check first before we tell my mum and dad.
And mine.
What is it?
Well, we've decided where we want to have the engagement party.
But we don't want to announce it and then have it fall through.
And that's 40p, Charlie.
Not at all.
Right, I better go and see what this lot wants.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We want the party to be, dead special.
But the trouble is we can't afford a venue.
So, we were thinking maybe we could use your place.
Your what?
Well, Nightingale Farm, but you know what we mean.
Oh, right.
Because it's virtually empty, we thought, it could be really good.
Well, we weren't too sure what you two would think.
Would you mind?
No.
No, I suppose not.
No, it sounds okay to me. I mean, it's not our decision, obviously.
No, we know, but we thought we'd better check anyway.
So, do you think Marjorie might say yes? I mean, her, she'll probably want to be invited.
That's true.
Hey, you'll have to be quick, though. I reckon the sale will be completed in the next couple of weeks.
Well, we were thinking this Friday or Saturday.
I think it's a great idea. I could really do with a party.
We thought we'd go and see Marjorie tonight.
Hey, yeah, but don't leave it too late. She goes to bed pretty early these days.
And you could be in luck. She was in a good mood when I saw her earlier.
Well, it's not exactly going to be a wild party. She was worried about that.
Wouldn't matter much if it was. Nothing left to wreck, anyway.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Hey, I could have organised it if you like.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, one of my specialities.
Well, assuming Marjorie says yes.
Mm. Mm, come on, Em. Let's go and ask her now.
You're not expecting me to drink this down in one, are you?
Oh, leave it if you want. I'll buy you another one later.
All right, well, see you later then.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Oh, and don't mention it to me, Mum, until we know for sure.
No, we won't.
All I'm saying is, you shouldn't have left it in the garden.
Well, I didn't know it was going to rain, did I?
Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you took a radio outside in the first place.
Well, you're always leaving stuff out there.
Look, we're not talking about what I've done, though, are we?
It's only because you want to blame everything on me, as usual.
Dear, I hope you two ain't arguing again.
I was just pointing out it wasn't exactly a brilliant idea to leave this radio out in the rain.
Well, it still works, doesn't it?
Yes, but
then
that
what's your problem?
Give me strength.
Leave it, Eddie.
Clary!
No, I said leave it. Now, ain't you got some tidying up to do yourself?
Yes, I know.
Them bags of compost is all over the path.
All right, I'll go and shift them. See you later.
It's not even his radio, so I don't know what he's bothered about.
Drop it, Edward.
I'm going to my room.
No, hold on.
What?
Could you sit down a minute?
Why?
Please, I'd like to talk to you.
What about?
Look, I know this ain't easy for you, but it affects all of us too.
I just don't see why he has to keep pecking on me, that's
all. Oh, it's because he cares.
He's got a funny way of showing it.
Well, he does.
What, like telling me I should have bent the rules instead of breaking them, because that's what he does?
That's just his way of saying you've
got to learn. He thinks poaching and all that stuff, that ain't breaking the law, but it is, just as much as burglary.
Oh, no, I know.
You know, it felt just the same as when I used to go out with Dad.
How'd you make
it? Well, I wasn't hurting anyone, was I?
Depends.
Them farmers, they never missed a few birds, and the people we've robbed, they're going to be insured, aren't they?
Oh, no, this is maybe, but
I was
the point
just
is
trying to make a bit of money so I could buy a car or something.
And you really thought that was the right way to do it?
No, but I don't know.
You see, when you say no one gets hurt...
I never thought it was going to end up like this.
Yeah, but the person who ends up getting hurt most is you, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
And there ain't no insurance to cover that, is there?
Hey, Mum, we've got some great news.
Yeah.
Hi.
Listen to this, Clary, love.
We've been to see Marjorie up at the Laurels.
And she says we can use Nightingale Farm for our engagement party.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, we didn't want to tell you until we got it all sorted, you know.
Don't you think it's the perfect place?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
And Hayley and Roy said they'll help decorate.
Well, when are you having it?
This Friday.
Oh. Yeah, it's got to be soon because of the sale.
That's true.
You both invited, of course?
Oh, well, I'll be able to wear my best dress,
right? Yeah, well, I hope your party sucks.
Oh, shut it, Ed. What would... Whatever.
No, leave it, Will.
But he always does this to me. He tries to ruin everything.
Just ignore him.
Oh, he makes me sick.
Please don't say that, will you?
Oh, why shouldn't I? It's true.
Well...
But you shouldn't be proud of it.
Yeah, come on, that's enough.
Edward, turn that down!
And now he's sulking like a big kid.
Well, shall I go and talk to him?
No, it's all right, Emma. I will.
Yeah, tell him to grow up.
Oh, he's been a right on board, eh?
Yeah, well, what do you expect?
Oh, did I hear your dad got a promotion off Tom Archer?
Yeah, sort of.
That's what we like to hear, eh? The workers standing up to the management.
Oh, and what would you know about that, then?
Not much. Then I've always worked for myself.
Yeah, it's the best way.
Any road I'd best finish off outside before it gets dark. But, well done, you two.
Thanks.
So far, so good.
Apart from Ed.
Oh, who cares about him?
You know it's difficult for him.
So what?
I think we should invite him as well.
You are joking.
No, he's your brother and he's my friend.
He'll only go and spoil it.
No, he won't.
You don't know that.
Oh, come on, we can't have an engagement party without inviting your own brother.
Oh, I don't see why not.
Do it for me then, Will. Please.
Anyway, there's no point. He can't come.
Why not?
Because of his curfew, remember?
Hey, I reckon Alice exhausted Phoebes.
Yeah, she went straight out, didn't she?
Yeah. Oh, she says she wants to go to Paris now.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
Apparently Debbie took Alice everywhere. The Eiffel Tower, the Arc de Triomphe, the Louvre.
Mm. Did they see the Mona Lisa?
Yeah, yeah. She took her to loads of cafes, even a nightclub.
Oh, sounds great.
Well, Debbie's fluent in French, apparently. She's already made loads of friends.
Must have cheered up a bit since she left Ambridge, then.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Best thing she could have done, I reckon.
What, a complete break, you mean?
Yeah. It's got to be good for her.
Yeah. Oh. You should see the new tops she bought, Alice. They were gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Anyway, I reckon in here would be the best for dancing, seeing as it's the biggest room.
Mm. And it's got this gorgeous wooden floor. I mean, Marjorie's always so proud of it.
Yeah.
Oh, drinks and food in the kitchen, obviously.
Yeah, and the back room to chat and chill out. It'd be great.
It's nice of her to do it, really, isn't it? I mean, just handing over the whole house.
True.
That's Marjorie for you, isn't it?
Well, I mean, she said to me just a while back, her best memory of living here was all the young people who shared the place with her.
Did she? Mm. Oh, that's lovely.
So? I bet she's thinking it's the perfect goodbye for her. Turning Nightingale Farm over to the young ones for a party.
Yeah, well, we'll have to go and tell her all about it, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, take Phoebe over, maybe. Mm. Yeah. It'll be good to give the old place a bit of a send-off.
Yeah. And it'd be a lot easier if we knew where we were going.
We do.
Oh, come on, Roy.
But, you know, Mum and Dad are more than happy for us to stay at Willow Farm till we find somewhere.
Yes, that's what they've said.
And they mean it.
I know.
We've got to be realistic. We'll be out of this place within 2 weeks.
But you know what'll happen.
What?
It'll start off fine, then we'll begin getting each other's way.
Yeah, it's a pretty big house, and we'll be out at work most of the time.
And what about meal times?
What about them?
Oh, we can't expect Betty to cook for 3 extra people all the time.
Well, we can work out a rota or something.
All the extra washing?
Yeah, but Mum doesn't mind.
It'll be different when she finds she can't get near their machine to do all theirs.
OK, so what do you suggest, then? Move into the bus shelter on the green instead?
Not.
They're family, Ailey. Our family and Phoebe's.
I know that.
Look, you know how miserable Phoebe's has been since we told her we had to leave here.
Yes, I know.
Look, she keeps asking when we got to go. I mean, it's really bothering her.
I know.
So which would you rather? She moves in with her nana and grandad for a while, or we take one of those grotty bedsits and shove her in there?
It's all right, Roy.
I know it's not perfect, but we haven't really got any choice, have we?
Nigel and Phil are enjoying a demonstration of old-fashioned craftsmanship at the Lower Loxley Country Fair.
It's amazing how he manages to get such a smooth curve on wood.
Yeah.
And he's so fast.
I'm afraid he rather shows up my efforts.
Oh, I thought you did very well with those stools.
Actually, that's one of the nice things about it. Even an absolute beginner can produce something tangible relatively quickly.
Mm. And then, as your skills improve, you can go on to bigger and better things.
I hope so. But at this level, it's a real art, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's quite something to make working with young wood look so simple.
Certainly managed to draw a good crowd.
Mm. Which is no mean feat when you look round and see all these other attractions.
Yes. We're very pleased with how the country fair's gone today.
I'm sure you are.
Oh, that's the skew chisel he's going to use now.
Mm.
It gives him an angle to really hone the wood into shape.
Yes, I see. Did you say George came along to the earlier demonstrations?
Yes. And Mike. They were both fascinated.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
It was Mike who got me the wood for my efforts, and now he's keen to have a go himself.
Oh, that's good. I mean, green woodworking is the sort of thing you still came across occasionally when I was a child.
Really?
Yeah, but in those days you never gave it a second thought. It just seemed to be what people did.
Hmm. It's a shame we seem to have lost so many things like this.
Ah, almost lost, I mean.
That's true.
Hi, you two.
Oh, hello, Adam.
How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
I wasn't expecting to see you here.
No, well, I've had to take time out to come and pick up a couple more volunteers for the strawberries.
Oh, yes, of course.
But I couldn't resist sneaking a quick look at this.
You can have a go.
Oh, another time, perhaps.
It's very ecological. When he finishes, he'll polish it off using the shavings.
Ah, so nothing goes to waste.
That's right. Now, for the really fine touches, he'll use a fingernail gouge.
That sounds like a medieval torture instrument.
Let's hope not. How are the strawberries coming on, by the way?
Well, I'd be lying if I didn't say it's proving tougher than I'd hoped.
Oh. Well, it must be difficult finding pickers these days.
Tell me about it.
That's what Lizzie's always saying, you just can't find the staff.
Anyway, I'd better fetch them and get back.
Seriously, Adam, I'm thinking of getting this chap back in for some one-day courses in September. So I'll let you know, shall I?
That'd be great. Sorry, Elizabeth, I'm not being rude, but I must...
Don't worry, Adam, I'm not offended.
Bye.
I thought you were bringing Freddie and Lily to watch.
No, I couldn't drag them away from the puppet show.
Is Hayley with them?
Yes. She's just been bending my ear about having to move into Willow Farm.
Oh, so they've decided to do that, have they?
I don't think they've got much choice by the sound of it.
Mm. Well, I dare say it isn't the perfect solution, but at least they'll be with family.
That's true. Oh, look at that.
Isn't that clever?
With any luck, he'll have enough to make a whole chair by the end of today.
Look, Phil, he wants you to go over.
Go on, Dad.
Oh, yes. My turn now.
You should have done your piano practice before.
I was going to.
Well, going to is not good enough. Supper will be ready any minute, and then you'll be saying you're too tired after that.
No, I won't.
Actually, it won't be ready for another 20 minutes or so.
Well, then go and do some now.
All right, I will.
Easy on her, David.
You know what she's like. She'll keep putting it off until it gets too late.
I know, but you don't have to be so hard on her.
When are they back at school?
Next week, on Wednesday.
Then roll on next Wednesday. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Don't. I'll do it. You'll only make it worse.
Okay. Oh, what? No! Hello, Brookfield.
David, it's Adam.
Oh, hi, Adam.
Sorry to bother you, but I just want to let you know Jeff and I should be out with you first thing tomorrow.
Oh, great. You're up at Blacklands, aren't you? Cultivating.
That's the plan.
Right, thanks for letting me know.
Oh, David, no. I was also wondering if you can suggest anywhere else I can try for pickers.
Oh, have Ed and Fallon and all that lot got bored with it?
Pretty much. We really are struggling a bit.
Mm. I suppose there's no point in going back to the colleges.
Not a lot. There aren't any students about.
Oh, no, there wouldn't be.
Gonna have to do something. I seem to be losing pickers left, right, and centre.
Well, Tony's got a regular crowd. You help him with the veg.
Yeah, I've been there too, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry, mate. I can't think of anyone else.
Well, it was worth a try. Perhaps I'll just have to go with pick your own to finish them off.
Really?
Yes, I reckon it's gotta be worth a try.
What does Brian think?
I haven't told him yet.
Well, you never know. He might go for it.
I don't see why not.
Especially if the alternative is losing them.
Yeah, exactly. And if we put some ads in the Echo and on the radio, we should draw up some interest, don't you think?
Oh, probably. You know, the people you should really talk to are Neil and Mike.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They used to run a Pick Your Own every summer, although I'm not sure that all of it was good.
You can always learn from other people's mistakes.
Yeah, anyway, I'd get on to them. They give you much better advice than I can.
Thanks, David. I'll give them a call.
This is Last of the English Wine.
Oh, you've been quite impressed with it, haven't you?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. I'll be interested to see what you think.
Oh, thanks.
Mum's reading We're Going on a Bear Hunt.
Oh, they love that one.
I know. Freddie's telling her how to do all the right actions.
So, is that you finished for today?
Yes, more or less.
And here's a well-deserved glass of wine.
Oh, Nigel, you're my saviour.
Here's to a successful bank holiday. Mm-hmm.
Where's Julia?
She's still talking to the artist down at the gallery.
Oh, right.
Apparently he's over the moon at selling six in one day.
So he should be.
Yes, that does sound remarkably successful.
Well, five of them were all bought by an American who is like so into his work.
He deserves it. He's got real talent.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to admit, they weren't to my taste.
I know what you mean. Rather too abstract.
Oh, what bliss. To be able to put my feet up at last.
Mm, I know how you feel.
Yeah. Days like today can be very tiring.
They can, but I'd be happier if we had a few more of them.
Oh, I don't know. I think we're doing all right.
The trick is to pull people in when it isn't a bank holiday or a weekend.
Talking of which, I was wondering whether to invite our bodger back on weekdays or weekends.
If you really want to generate interest, I suppose it'd better be the weekend.
Yes, you're probably right.
I'm not sure you should be calling him a bodger, by the way.
No, I know technically he's a green woodworker, isn't he? But bodger sounds better somehow.
Well, I thought that was a very good demonstration today.
Yes, He certainly knows his stuff.
And the leaflet he gave out was very interesting, too.
Do you think you'd like to have a go at the introductory course, Dad?
Well, yes, I think I might.
Excellent.
I mean, apparently, with any luck, I should be able to turn out my very own hay rake.
I'm sure that would be jolly useful.
The idea is to get lots of people coming along to a series of introductory courses next month.
Oh, yeah.
And if those generate enough interest, we'll offer a full 6-day course next spring or summer based at Lower Loxley.
It could be the start of our own little cottage industry.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I'm certainly all for the principles behind it.
Oh, yes. I mean, the more people you encourage to take an interest in traditional crafts, the better.
Absolutely.
I must say, this wine's very drinkable, isn't it?
Yes. It's not bad at all.
Have we finished the case?
Yes. I was thinking of ordering some more.
Don't you think we should try something else?
Possibly.
Another English one, perhaps?
That's just what I was thinking.
Oh, Nigel.
What?
Don't think I can't see where this is heading.
You know me too well.
Well, were you thinking of having a go at making some yourself?
The thought had crossed my mind.
Is that all?
They say that English wine is really taking off, and particularly sparkling wines.
I can see it now. The Lower Loxley Premier Crew.
Well, why not?
Somebody's silencer needs fixing.
Fat chance. Those sort of people don't care two hoots about noise pollution.
No, probably not.
Are the kids in bed?
Yeah.
So what are you doing out here?
I heard something.
What? What was it?
Just the workshop door. The wind was banging it.
Oh, thanks, Bert.
You don't know it was him.
Well, who else would it be?
One of us, maybe.
No, no. I sent him back for a spanner to fix something on the bailey. Must have left it open then.
Well, it's hardly a disaster.
Hasn't doing that farm watch site taught you anything?
That's why I came out to check.
But if we're going to start leaving barn doors wide open, we might as well put up a sign saying help yourself.
Come on. I think you need a beer.
Yeah. That'd be good.
I'm tired.
Oh, it's not so much tired. Just got a lot on my mind.
I know.
After a while, it starts to wear you down.
Come here.
You know, it'd help if I had a clue when or even if they're going to issue me with a summons for that badger.
It's horrible waiting, isn't it? Mm.
Just wish they'd get on with it either way.
Maybe we'll hear by the end of the week.
I wouldn't bet on it. These things always seem to drag on.
Did you finish the bailing?
Not far off. And then we got the TB test coming up next week as well.
At least we'll get the results of that pretty quickly.
Well, I mean, we should be clear, but who knows?
We've done everything we can.
Yeah, including breaking the law.
You know, a lot of people think you did the right thing.
Yeah, but it's the Linda Snells of this world who have the real power, don't they?
I know it feels like
it's that. It's true.
I can see why...
What gets me is she comes over all concerned for the countryside and the cuddly animals, but she hasn't a clue what's involved in actually running a farm as a working business.
Don't let her get to you.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'd almost rather have Matt Crawford with all his devious double-dealing than Linda and her pious, holier-than-thou attitude.
Have you seen her today?
No, thank goodness. I haven't seen her for a couple of days. Although I don't suppose it'd be too long before she finds something else to have a go at me about.
She means well.
Oh, you always make that excuse.
You shouldn't let her worry you so much.
No, I don't. I'm not really.
Good.
Wonder if it'd help if I took the figures into the next PC meeting, showing how much it's costing us.
You shouldn't think so.
No, probably not.
Maybe you should think about standing down.
Why?
Well, it might get Linda off your back for a start. It is one extra responsibility you don't really need right now.
But then she'd say she'd won.
Not necessarily.
Oh, come on. That's exactly what it would look like.
Who cares what she thinks?
I do. I've taken this on and I'm going to see it through.
You should at least think about it.
No, I can't.
Of course you can.
No, what I mean is there is no way that I'm giving the likes of Linda or Matt Crawford the satisfaction of thinking they'd force me out.
Joe needs chivvying along, and Bert's just the man to do it.
Hello,
What's this farm all about?
Oh, I don't know as I can be bothered even to look at it.
What sort of talk is that?
Maybe Eddie was right. We should just let him put it down.
Well, you were singing a different tune earlier, aren't you?
My family's got enough troubles at the moment without me taking this on as well.
But that's what I've come down here for, to help you fill it in.
It'll be easier just to let it go.
But what about all the work we've done tidying everything up?
Probably won't make no difference.
Well, it might. Anyway, you don't really want to give in, do you?
No, I don't. But it'll cost us £40 just to send us a bill.
Yeah, they're bloodsuckers, ain't they?
That's right, they are.
And they shouldn't be allowed to get away with it.
Oh, I hate filling in forms.
Well, I don't know anyone as likes it. But if that's the game, then that's what we'll play.
Well, I don't even know where to start.
Well, first of all, now then, there's all this formal stuff, which is pretty straightforward.
They want to know why it shouldn't be pulled in.
Of course they do, so we've got to come up with the best case we can.
Well, you tried it before, it didn't work.
Well, we'll just have to try again.
Well,
now, what's the main reason for having the barn?
So we can put all the stuff in there that Clary don't want cluttering up the garden.
Well, in other words, storing farm equipment necessary to the pursuance of your farming business.
Here, hang on, I'll write that down.
That's all right, we'll come back to it in a minute.
Why?
Well, because there's more we can add.
Like what?
Well, you've had sheep there,
huh?
And Bartleby grazes it all the time, doesn't
he? That's right.
So, you can say something like, you keep livestock in the field on a regular basis, so you need the barn to store hay and other feeds for the animals.
That sounds good, no?
Right, well, we'd better start getting this down if we're going to catch the last post.
Is that bloke still talking to Edward?
He must be, because they ain't come out yet.
Now, why bother? A pre-sentence report. What good's that going to do?
Are your hands clean?
Yeah?
You can give me a hand folding this sheet, then.
Okay.
Suppose they have to do everything by the book.
What's the point?
Well, it could make a difference to the sentence, Egan.
Yeah, it could just be a complete waste of time.
They obviously don't think so. Hold it steady.
Oh, for good night, I tell him to sling his hook.
You'll do no such thing.
No, I suppose not.
We don't want to do nothing, this will make it worse.
I just wish you'd get a move on.
I think I'll go and see if they want a cup of tea.
I told you we'd make more room if you shifted them bags of compost.
Yes, as long as Eddie don't come and mess it all up again.
Well, I'll tell him not to.
Now, that looks pretty tidy to me, what do you reckon?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, of course it does. No one could say that looks an eyesore now.
Well, I wouldn't put it past that snow, would
you? Once you've got that roof painted, it'll be an asset to the landscape.
Yeah, well, come on, I'll buy you a pint.
Oh, that's very civil of you.
Yeah, would you say hello to Bartleby first?
Might as well, he's on our way.
Hey, you heard about Herr Williams' party?
Yes, I heard they was going to be using Nightingale Farm.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to do it up special for the night.
You going along?
Oh, no. I'm too old for this sort of thing.
Nonsense.
All them bright lights and loud music. That's for the youngsters, isn't it?
Yeah, only as old as you feel.
Here, I just thought of something else we should have put down on that form.
What's that?
About how we lost Grange Farm and had to start again from scratch.
Ah, well, it's too late now. We've posted it.
Yeah, I know. And don't think I ain't grateful for your help, Bertrand.
Well, I could hardly stand by, watch you struggle on your own.
I know we've had our differences.
Well, sometimes the likes of us has to stand together.
Yeah, well, don't think I would do the same for you.
I know you would.
When you with your back?
Oh, don't know. These things usually takes a while.
That's true. All right, boy.
Hey. He looks in good condition.
Oh, he is. There's times I'd almost rather be here with him than anywhere else.
Yeah, well, you know what you mean.
Especially the way things have been going recently.
Must be a trouble to you. What's been happening to young Ed?
It is a trouble. The worst is I don't see how he's going to pull out of it.
Especially if these rumours about him hurting these horses keep going round.
She hadn't put them up on the message board again, is she?
No, no, but I heard Charles Harvey saying something while you was in the gents' earlier.
It's a downright dirty lie. He'd never do nothing like that.
Well, I know that.
That Charles Harvey always was too full of himself.
I had words, but he said it was only what he'd heard.
He shouldn't go round repeating it.
It's all it takes to get these rumours spreading.
Edward's no angel, but he loves his animals.
Of course he does.
Yeah. Seen all this before? With Alf?
Oh, but he never attacked horses, did he?
No, but he was always getting into trouble.
Oh, that's different, though, isn't it?
Not really. I always thought Edward was too smart to go the same way. But now I ain't so sure.
Shall I take that book off you?
Oh. Sorry, I must have dozed off.
Another gripping read, eh?
It is good, actually. I'm just too tired, that's all.
Well, it's been a busy day.
Yes, it has. Did you set the alarm?
Yep. And I checked the lights.
Good.
Scruff settled down as well.
How far did you take him?
Oh, just down the road. Who were you on the phone to earlier?
Oh, Ruth. I put in an order for some of their beef.
Oh, right.
You don't mind, do you?
No, no. Good idea.
I think they could do with a bit of support at the moment.
Yeah, I dare say they could.
They're not having the easiest of times.
We're not exactly having a whale of a time ourselves.
No. Night-night.
Night, love.
You know what?
What?
Wouldn't surprise me if Edward has been involved in nicking some of that other stuff, like flogging it in my car boots.
He said he didn't do it, Eddie, you know that.
He'll be keeping stum about everything, except the one they caught him with.
I don't believe it.
Problem is, if I can work it in, them coppers are bound to come up with it sooner or later.
Well, they're only charging him with this burglary.
Oh, next thing you know, they'll be seeing all in his fence.
Stop jumping to conclusions. Ow, your feet's cold.
Oh,
you know.
Sorry, love. If I'm not careful, that boy's going to land me right in it.
No, he ain't, because you ain't done nothing.
Well, you don't think that'd bother him?
Look, don't you think we should be more concerned about what's happening to Edward, not you?
I was just thinking things through, that's all.
It's no good, I can't concentrate.
Shall I turn out the light?
Yeah, all right.
Night, night, love.
Night. Eddie.
What?
You don't think there's something really wrong with Edward?
Yeah, apart from the fact he's been stupid enough to get nicked for thieving.
No. No, listen, I mean, I was talking to Betty earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know I've been worried about him. He's been behaving ever so funny for ages.
He got a bit silly and blew all that money on Cyprus, I suppose.
No, it's more than that. I'm sure something's upset him. Blessed if we can think what it is.
It's a shame he ain't more like our William.
Whatever it is, though, it must have been bad. Because I never thought he'd end up doing something as serious as burglary. Oh, my God!
It's the horses.
Quick, Alistair!
You phone the police. I'll see what I can do.
Well, be careful!
I will. Come on, boy. You've got to let me help you. Be careful, Shula.
No, wait.
Can you hold his head?
I'll try. Oh, steady, boy. It's okay, it's okay.
He's broken his foreleg. Must have panicked when he was attacked and caught in the hayna.
Please, God, no.
A sedative should help. I'm sorry, darling. I'm going to have to put him down.
I've got to tell Caroline first.
Then be quick. I don't want to keep him like this much longer.
I will be. Oh, what kind of a bastard could do this?
I don't know. I only got a glimpse of someone already halfway across the fields. Did you call the police?
Yes, they're sending someone as soon as they can. Oh, come on, Caroline. Come on. Oh, please. Oliver at Shula. I've got to speak to Caroline. Oh, for God's sake, Oliver, let me talk to her. Oh, Caroline. Caroline, I'm
so sorry.
Tell me, what is it?
It's Moonlight. He's been attacked.
Oh, God.
He's caught his leg in the hay net. It's broken.
Oh, please don't tell me.
No, Alistair says there's no hope. I thought I should tell you first. Caroline, I'm so sorry.
Tell Alistair to go ahead. If he hasn't already.
No, no, he hasn't.
We'll come round, but don't wait.
Okay. Oh. Caroline says to go ahead.
Okay.
They're coming round, but she doesn't want me to wait.
You better see if you can do something about the alarm and that bloody dog.
There's nothing else?
No. You're better off outside.
All right, I'll see you in a minute.
He looks so peaceful now. He really didn't suffer for long.
I wrote him at the weekend.
Yes, you did. And you'll always be able to remember that.
Oh, Moonlight. Caroline, this is all so wrong.
If I could have done anything, I would.
I'm sure you did your best.
There really was no choice.
Not your fault, Alistair.
We should have been able to protect him.
These alarms and lights, what use for any of them?
Now, you mustn't blame yourselves. Whoever did this is seriously ill.
I know what I'd like to do if we ever managed to catch them.
Oh, no. Daniel, you mustn't come in here, darling.
Mummy.
Come on, let's go.
Don't worry, sweetheart.
Is Moonlight dead?
I'm sorry, Daniel, but he was in a lot of pain.
We should have seen this coming.
Perhaps.
If we had, then he'd still be alive.
This isn't your fault.
It was Guy's horse.
Yes, and he was a magnificent animal.
Who could do such a terrible thing?
God knows.
Oh, it hurts so much.
Oh, darling, darling, of course it does.
Oh, Guy, I'm so sorry.
George has arrived early at the stables.
Down, boy, down.
Sorry, George. We've had a hell of a night.
Oh, was it?
Moonlight was attacked. Must have reared up and caught his leg in his haynet. You can guess the rest.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Caroline's still here with Oliver. She's devastated.
She will be, something like that.
Police have been.
Well, could they do much?
No, not really. But given their due, they were here within 20 minutes.
Well, that's pretty good.
Of course, he was long gone by then.
Did you see him?
Yeah, but it was too far away. Man in jeans and a dark jacket could be anyone.
Hello, George. Oliver, I'm so sorry to hear about Moonlight.
Thanks.
You must feel terrible.
Well, Caroline is really suffering.
How is she?
Oh, she's taking it very hard.
Well, but...
By the way, Alistair, she's asked me to take Maisie back with us to Grange Farm.
Have you told Sheila?
Yes, and she agreed it was the right decision.
Fine. I'll get one of the girls to sort you out when they come in.
Yes.
I don't suppose you saw a vehicle...
I'm pretty sure he wasn't using one. He ran off across the field.
Ah, pity. That might have been useful.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, there's nothing really to go on. I suppose I could have given chase, but I had to deal with Moonlight first.
Well, you shouldn't tackle people like that on your own in any case.
I got all these devices to protect us, but none of them made any difference.
Look, I'm sure you did as much as you could.
God, it doesn't feel like that.
I should think whoever did this knew the lay of the land.
Aye, and if a body's determined enough, then it can be deuced difficult to stop them.
Not that that's going to be much consolation to Caroline.
Well, that's not easy, of course.
One does become very attached to these creatures.
If only I knew why he was doing it.
Oh, it'd take a psychiatrist to work that one out.
No, I mean, why pick on us?
Who knows?
No, three times now. That's not a coincidence, is it?
I suppose not.
No, somebody's out to get us. And I haven't the faintest idea why.
If I could just turn the clock back. But you can't, can you? None of us can.
I know.
But of all the horses to choose... Had to be someone's, though, didn't it?
It should never have happened.
This time it happened to be mine.
We should have gone for CCTV as well.
Do you think that would have made any difference?
Well, yes. At least then we might be able to find out who it is and stop him doing it again.
But Moonlight would still be dead, wouldn't he?
Yes. And I wish I could change that, but I can't.
You know, Oliver and I talked about taking the horses out of livery. And then we thought, no, it's not going to happen to us.
It shouldn't have.
But it did.
I'm beginning to wonder if we should close the stables altogether. I mean, if we can't even guarantee the animal's safety, then what's the point?
George has had a good idea.
What's that?
Well, I reckon you and Alistair have got enough on your plates without having to worry about who's doing what with looking after the horses.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that.
Exactly. So I'll give him Chris a ring, and she's coming in to sort the girls out when they arrive.
Oh, they're going to be so upset.
Well, of course they are.
Are you sure Chris doesn't mind being roped in?
Oh, not a bit of it.
Oh, thanks, George. That's really helpful.
Where's Oliver?
He's letting Trudy know you won't be in.
Oh, no, he mustn't do that.
Of course
Caroline,
he must.
Caroline, you can't go into work after this.
No, I suppose you're right.
I'll put the kettle on for a cup of tea as well.
Oh, thank you.
It's not going to be easy concentrating on work today.
Well, something like this is bound to knock you all for six.
Unfortunately, I don't have much option.
Then if I were you, I'd give as much work as you can to your locum and just concentrate on the bare essentials.
You're right, I should.
Now, I've spoken to Trudy and she says you're not to come in at all today. Or tomorrow, if you like.
Oh, no. One day off will be quite enough.
Oh, you mustn't rush back, though.
Anyway, I'll see if Chris is here yet.
Yeah, I'll come with you and make that tea. Oh, Daniel, I don't think you should be...
No, Alistair, it's all right.
Mummy, are you all right?
Yes, my darling, I'm all right.
And Caroline?
I'm all right too, Daniel. How about a hug?
I thought you'd have got dressed by now.
There's no point in not going anywhere, am I?
Now, what sort of attitude is that?
Well, it's my attitude, all right.
Now, there's no need for that tone of voice.
What tone of voice?
You knows what I mean.
Here, have we got any jam?
No, your dad finish it off.
Oh, that's just great.
Yeah, well, I hope you ain't going to sit there all day feeling sorry for yourself. Well,
there's nothing else to do, is there?
Of course there is.
Yeah, like what?
You could give me a hand painting the roof of the pole barn.
Give me strength.
Here we got a lovely pot of duck egg blue paint. Should come up a tree.
What's the point if they're going to pull it down any road?
Yeah, well, this might be one of the ways to stop them.
Yeah, right.
Look, I don't hold with what you did, but deep down I know you're a good lad.
Thanks.
But if you don't buck your ideas up soon, you're going to end up on the scrap heap.
Thanks for nothing.
And there ain't going to be nobody to blame but yourself.
Well, so I might as well give up now.
No! You've got to fight, boy. Prove me wrong.
Yeah, whatever.
And you can start by lending a hand to an old man who shouldn't be climbing ladders at his age, let alone painting from the top of one.
All right, you've made your point.
Are you coming with me or not?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Then you better go and get dressed, don't you? I expect your Auntie Chris will be here all day looking after the horses.
But isn't what happened?
That's right. You see, it's made your mummy and Caroline very upset.
They've been crying, haven't they?
Yes, they have. I'll tell you what's the best thing we can do.
What's that?
Take Scruff here for a nice long walk. Scruff, stop that.
He's not supposed to do that.
No, he isn't. But the more we take him out and get to know him, the more he'll do what we want him to do.
You two going out with Scruff?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a very good idea.
Can I hold him?
All right, but make sure you've got a tight grip on his lead.
I will.
Yeah, we thought we'd keep out of everybody's way, maybe talk things through if he wants to.
Oh, thanks, George. I'll see you both later, then.
Aye. Okay. Now then, which way should we go?
Can we go along the river?
All right.
George?
Yeah?
Why did someone want to hurt Moonlight?
That is a very good question, Daniel. But I'm not sure there's an easy answer.
Here you go.
Well, you reckon this is the right colour?
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, a bit bright for the old tin roof, isn't it?
Oh, it'll make it look smart.
Well, shouldn't it be green or brown or something? You know, blend in a bit.
You just stick to painting. Leave the decisions up to me.
Well, I could get hair on.
It's going to be a credit to its surroundings. Something to make people think it looks nice and not an eyesore.
You reckon?
Besides, it's the colour we got plenty of.
Here it goes, then.
Hey, don't just slap it on, will you?
I'm not just slapping it on.
Well, he wants to do slow and careful brush strokes.
Yeah, and you can do it yourself if you're going to be this fussy.
No, that's all right. You carry on.
I don't want to spend all day doing this.
Well, you got somebody else planned?
Well, not particularly. I just don't fancy doing this all the time.
Hmm. What about them calves of yours?
I might take a look at him.
I expect Oliver Sterling needs your help, doesn't he?
Maybe.
Well, of course he does. He wouldn't employ you in the first place if he wasn't good with his animals.
Well, he gets by all right when I'm not there.
Aye, well, you wants to make yourself indispensable.
You mean indispensable?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, nobody's that. At least of all me.
What do you mean?
Oh, they don't matter.
You know, it's a pity you don't play that music with Dross no more.
What are you talking about, Grandad? You hate our music.
Oh, I know, but you was just getting good at it when you stopped.
Yeah, well, that's history now, isn't it?
Could have been playing at William and Emma's party on Friday.
No, just drop it, all right?
Well, all I'm saying is, if you got a talent, you should use it.
Yeah, well, thanks for reminding me I can't go to that lousy party.
Why not?
It's because of this curfew, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, well, maybe the time wasn't right for Dross.
I know what you're doing, but just leave it, all right?
I'm only trying to get you to look ahead.
There's no point looking ahead.
Well, I don't see that.
Well, every time I see a police car, I keep thinking it's come for me.
Ah, but that one outside the stables this morning wasn't for you, was it?
Not this time, no.
Mind you, I'd like to know what it was doing there.
Daniel's still out with George and the dog. It's probably a good thing.
Oh, yes. The last thing I want is for Daniel to dwell on this.
It's bound to affect him, though.
Of course.
What a morning. Don't know what we'd have done without Chris and George.
No, they'd be marvellous. But the more I think about it, the more I don't want to just sit here feeling terrible.
Oh, me too.
I need to do some work to try and take my mind off it.
Don't push yourself too hard, though.
Oh, I won't. I'll take your mug, shall I?
Oh, thanks.
You know, I told Caroline this morning I was seriously thinking of giving up the stables. But I don't think I could.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Apart from anything else, I don't want whoever did this to think they've beaten us.
I agree.
But I'm not sure I can go through all this again.
I know. The trouble is, it's so difficult for the police.
Yes.
Even if they get here in 10 minutes, they're never going to catch him in the act.
CCTV would help.
Oh, yeah, it could. But if we really want to stop this, we're going to have to help ourselves.
Who was that?
Roy, just to let you know, everything's fine.
Oh, but I wanted to speak to him.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were asleep.
I can't sleep.
Well, anyway, there's no need to worry.
But we've got a delegation coming in today. It was me who set the whole thing up.
Roy mentioned it, and he's got all the relevant paperwork.
They're a new company, so we need to make a good impression.
Don't worry, Caroline. He's handling it.
Oh, but he's got so many other things on his mind at the moment.
Well, I'm sure he won't let them affect his work.
I hope not.
And there's really no need to worry.
No. You're probably right.
Roy sends his love, by the way.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. He says everybody's thinking of you.
That's kind of... Oh, I wish I could stop crying.
No, it doesn't matter. Moonlight was a very special animal.
Yes, he was. He was the first horse I'd ridden since my accident.
Was he?
It was Guy who persuaded me to get back in the saddle.
Well, thank goodness he did.
Anyway, it was Moonlight who brought us together.
I see.
I know these things can't last forever.
No.
Now he's gone, though, it feels as if part of my past has been ripped up and thrown away.
Then you must give yourself time to grieve.
Well, at least I've still got Maisie.
That's right. Now she's with us now.
Oh, Oliver, why did something so terrible have to happen?
I don't know. Perhaps we'll never know.
Oh, it's so unfair.
Yes, my darling, it is.
Events at the stables are still of concern to David and Ruth.
We got a nice round dozen eggs this morning.
Oh, great. I just had Alistair on the phone.
Oh, right. How are they?
Well, they're still pretty low. He asked if I'm interested in getting more involved in the Farm Watch scheme.
How?
Well, he wants to make it more proactive.
What? Like some sort of vigilante group?
Oh, no, no. Sure, he doesn't mean that.
Then what?
Well, he reckons that in the middle of the night, the police are never likely to be able to get there in under 10 minutes.
I don't see how they could.
No. Whereas we can get people on the scene much quicker.
Who?
Well, there'd be Brian and Tony, seeing as they're already involved in the scheme. Plus Alistair and me, of course.
So, what are you going to do when you turn up at 3 in the morning?
Hold on, I haven't finished yet.
Okay.
Then, if we can also get people like Mike and Neil and, Oliver, perhaps. You know, a few willing and responsible blokes.
You're not going to try and tackle anyone?
No. All we'll be trying to do is get an ID or a number plate, anything like that, to help the police. But that's all.
Good.
Ruth, Alistair was quite clear about that, and I agree with him.
Well, I suppose it could help.
The last thing we'd want would be to take the law into our own hands. It's just not worth the risk.
I can't say I'd be happy about any of you confronting the likes of whoever did that to Moonlight.
All it would be is a sort of nocturnal neighbourhood watch.
As long as you're careful.
Yeah.
I've had 2 more inquiries from people wanting to be put on the Farm Watch mailing list.
Oh, anyone we know?
There's a couple on Gleeblands. I can't remember the other one. But neither of them were farmers.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter.
No. I think everybody's worried now because of what's happened.
Yeah. Anyway, better get off and see to the ewes.
Okay. Oh, and one other thing.
Yeah, what?
We've had 2 more orders for the beef.
Ah.
So at least there's some good news.
Actually, I'm amazed how supportive everyone's been, especially given how busy people are.
Well, I shouldn't be surprised.
No, I suppose not.
That's what friends and family are for.
Do you take sugar?
No, thanks.
My mum was here virtually all day yesterday, and Chris and George have been wonderful, especially with Daniel.
It can't have been easy, thank you.
No. Ideally, I would have protected him from it, but he saw Moonlight with his own eyes.
Then the best thing you can do is help him talk through his feelings.
We have been.
The same goes for you and Alistair.
I know.
I mean, obviously, nothing can fully compensate you for the loss of the horse.
No. But that's nothing compared to what poor Caroline must be feeling.
Was she very attached?
She helped choose it for her late husband before they were married.
I see.
He chose one for her as well. But at least she's still got Maisie.
Is that the other horse?
Yes. Yeah. She's taken it out of the stables now, of course.
Which must have an effect on you.
It will, but the money isn't that important.
And she is your closest friend, isn't she?
Yeah. Which makes the whole thing much worse.
I know.
Anyway, I've decided to phone all the other owners whose horses are in livery.
Right.
I think we owe them the choice of whether or not they want to continue with us.
That's a difficult one.
It doesn't matter. We've got to think of the animals first.
That's very unselfish of you.
Not really. We've still got our own horses.
And that would be enough to keep you going?
Yes. For the time being. Although how I'd feel if it happens again is another matter.
You just don't expect that sort of thing to happen in Ambridge.
I can't imagine what must be going on inside the head of someone who could do that.
No, me neither.
I've said we'll drop in and see both Shula and Caroline tomorrow.
Good. This pork is really very tasty.
Owen usually does a good job with it.
And I know just the thing that would set it off perfectly.
What's that?
A bottle of Chateau Pargita.
Aren't you getting a little ahead of yourself?
A touch, perhaps. But I really do think it's a possibility within the next 5 or 10 years.
Have you been looking at the web?
Yes, and I found some fascinating articles. English wine is rather a neglected tradition.
And you'd like to help revive it?
Actually, it's already well on its way.
Really?
Did you know that there are nearly 400 vineyards in this country?
As opposed to what, about 14,000 in France?
I've no idea, but that's not the point.
No, you're right. Sorry. It is quite a lot.
Yes. It's not as uncommon as you might think.
So, what else have you found out?
Well, the Vinters have formed something of a community amongst themselves to help sustain and develop the market.
Why don't you pay some of them a visit, then?
That's exactly what I was thinking of doing. As long as you approve.
Of course I do. I just want you to be sensible about it and not get over-ambitious.
I know. Well, that's why I think it's a good idea to talk to several different growers first. It's the best way to learn.
Absolutely.
So did anything happen while I was out this morning?
Not really. Mrs. Pugsley managed to blow a fuse with the vacuum cleaner.
Anything else?
Someone called but didn't leave a message.
Oh.
Well, it can't have been important, then. Now then, have I got time for a pudding as well?
Oh, this is just what Daniel needed.
Pip and Josh could do with a good run around as well.
I can't tell you what it's been like this last couple of days.
We should have had you over before.
No, no, it doesn't matter. Everyone's been so kind.
It's such a terrible thing.
I never thought something so horrific could happen so close to home.
Well, you wouldn't.
And although Daniel seems to have coped really well, I do worry about what effect it might have on him in the longer term.
He must have been so upset.
Yeah. I've been phoning round all the livery people as well.
Oh?
Yeah. We're asking them to collect their horses because we can't guarantee their safety.
Oh, no.
I don't suppose there's much likelihood we'll see any of them back again.
If this man's caught soon, they'll probably come back.
No. No, I don't think so. But Alistair and I agreed it was the right thing to do.
I suppose it takes the heat off you a bit.
Perhaps. We'll see. Right now, it feels like we've got enough to do just concentrating on the safety of our own horses.
Is there anything we can do to help?
Oh, what you're doing right now is great, just giving Daniel a break.
He could come over for a sleepover tomorrow night.
Oh, no, no, Ruth, you don't have to do that as well.
It's not a problem. The kids would love it.
Well, yes.
And it's the last chance they'll have before going back to school next week.
That's true.
I'm sure you and Alistair could do with a bit of time to yourselves, too.
All right, then. Thanks. It's a great idea.
Let me get you that coffee.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to come here and start blubbing.
Oh, there's no need to be sorry.
I haven't been able to sleep at all or stop thinking about it since it happened.
I'm not surprised.
This person seems to be targeting me personally and I've no idea why.
No.
But what really scares me is what he might do next.
Oh, God, sorry.
That's all right, as long as we both managed to catch the last post.
Yeah, no, not that I'm in a great hurry to pay my bills.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Anyway.
You're Shula's brother, aren't you? David.
That's right, yeah, we met briefly at church the other week.
Yes.
You were with your daughter.
Yes, the irrepressible Amy.
Hmm. She made a big impression on Pip. Oh. She was wondering if Amy was adopted.
No, no, she's mine. Her mum was black, Catherine.
Oh, I see. And, Shula told me that you were a widower. It must have been difficult.
Yes, it was. Amy made it possible to get through it, though, really.
Sure.
I was very sorry to hear about the terrible incident at the stables.
Oh, I know. It's been awful.
I mean, I saw Shula this morning. She's still in quite a state, isn't she?
Yes. It's hit her very hard.
Well, it must be a shock to the whole community.
Well, when something so violent happens right in the heart of the village...
Well, we can only hope they manage to find the culprit soon.
I think we're all praying for that.
Of course, it may well be that somebody somewhere, a friend, a neighbour, knows something.
Oh, possibly.
Not that one wants to start a witch hunt, of course.
No, especially when the rumours have already started flying around.
Oh, which can be very dangerous.
Yeah, we're going to need hard evidence to catch this one. But somehow, I don't think that's going to be too easy.
Mm. I'll let Hayley know she can go home, shall I?
Yes, all right.
See what our two little monkeys have been getting up to.
She's off tomorrow, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mummy and Lewis are taking them to Felpersham, aren't they?
Yeah. Hayley says they're going to be clearing out the spare bedrooms at Willow Farm.
Hmm. I can think of better ways of spending my day off.
Oh, poor Hayley. I don't envy her having to move in with her in-laws.
Well, you don't seem to have managed too badly, do you?
It's hardly the same, Nigel. They're going to be right on top of each other in that house.
I suppose so.
Remember, Brenda's still living there as well.
Oh, that's true.
Do you want this tea now?
No, it's all right. Save it till I get back. Answer the phone, will you?
Yeah, okay. Hello, Elizabeth Partiter.
Elizabeth? Hi, it's Siobhan.
Oh, hi, Siobhan. How are you?
Fine, fine. Listen, I've got something exciting to tell you.
Oh, what's that?
We're coming over to England.
Really? Oh, that's great.
I know, isn't it?
When are you coming?
Soon, in the next couple of weeks.
Right.
Don't worry, though, about putting us up.
Well, you know it's not a problem.
No, no, honestly. It'll be easier if I book us into a hotel in Felpersham.
Well, okay, if that's what you want.
Oh, it just means we can be freer and not a burden on you. Sorry, I hope you're not offended.
No, of course not. How's Rory?
Oh, he's still teething, but otherwise he's fine.
Great.
Really looking forward to bringing him over.
I'm sure.
It'd be fantastic seeing everyone again.
Siobhan, does that include Brian?
Yes. I think I owe him that much, at least. Don't you?
Well, yes.
But I must admit, I'd rather you didn't tell him, or anyone else, before we get there.
You'll have to be very careful.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know that.
Do you know exactly when you'll be coming?
No, I haven't booked anything yet. But I'll let you know as soon as I do.
Please.
Anyway, look, mustache.
Siobhan.
Really looking forward to seeing you all again.
Yeah, me too.
Bye-bye. Bye then.
Bye.
I've sent Hayley off, but Freddie and Lily are playing a game with Mummy.
Oh, fine.
Who's on the phone?
Siobhan.
I thought you spoke to her the other day.
I did, but this time she phoned me.
Uh-huh. But what about?
She's coming over with Rory in a couple of weeks.
Here?
Yeah.
That's rather sudden.
Yes, it is.
I mean, has she thought this through, just turning up on our doorstep like that?
She's going to stay in a hotel in Felpisham.
Even so, what's she going to do while she's over here?
Well, she says she wants to see everybody.
Including Brian?
Yes.
For heaven's sake.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure about it either.
Well, can't you stop her?
How can I?
Well, you could say...
Besides, it'll be nice to see her.
Yes.
I know. The whole thing is a minefield.
Well, quite. I mean, what if Jennifer finds out?
Well, that would be utterly disastrous.
Then you've got to put her off.
Nigel, I really don't think I can.
All right. But whatever happens, you mustn't get dragged into that whole ghastly mess again.
Willow Farm. Hayley and Roy are clearing out the spare bedroom.
Right. What's in here?
Hello. Oh,
clothes and they look ancient.
Probably are. Let's see.
Ugh, must have got damp this now.
Hey, look. Oh, I remember wearing these jeans.
Yep. Chuck them out.
Oh, yeah, look. I wrote on them. Villa forever.
Yeah, come on, I've got to go. And the rest of this stuff as well.
Well, we probably ought to check with Mum first.
Why? I mean, I've actually bagged them up years ago to give to a charity and forgot about them.
Well, even so, it is their house.
We've got to stop and ask every time we want to get rid of something. We'll never get through it.
You're all right. Don't go into one.
No, it just feels like we've got to check up all the time about what we can and can't do.
Okay, then. Let's chuck them.
It's not just the clothes, though. It's everything.
Look, I know this isn't easy, but let's at least try and make a go of it, eh?
We are trying.
It's not going to be forever anyway.
You hope.
Oh, of course it isn't. Bound to find something sooner or later.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Anyway, by the time we sort out all this rubbish, this room's going to be great.
Yeah, can you put this chair over there while I look in these drawers?
Yep, sure thing. Hey, you know, I just thought of something.
What?
You know, Adam was saying he wants to pull in as many punters as he can for the Pick Your Own this weekend.
Yeah?
Well, how about if you turned up as the Strawberry Princess?
No way.
Oh, I reckon Mum could easily run you up a strawberry costume.
Don't you even dare suggest it.
You wouldn't wear it last time, would you?
No, because it would be a complete idiot.
Oh, but I can just imagine you as a great, big, juicy
Are
strawberry.
Are you looking for a fight?
No.
Then watch it, because I'm as deadly with a pillow at five paces.
Oh, so that's a no, then?
Look, I don't want people to turn up, not be frightened off.
Oh, you're just being modest.
I told you.
Missed.
Yeah. I'll get you next time. Now, shall I put these papers in the box with all the others?
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I suppose Adam should be all right. Top of those plugs on the radio and that ad in the Echo.
Yeah, well, don't forget he's got your dad's lucky scales as well.
Yeah. Well, good luck to him.
I think he knows why your dad and Neil gave it up.
No, I expect so. But he reckons he's got no choice now he's virtually run out of pickers.
Well, I would have done more if I could. He'd loved it.
Yeah, I know. But he's finding the time.
Oh, that's a point, actually. I must remember to pick up some strawberries at the party tonight to go with the champagne.
All right. Hey, do you think Mum and Dad will want to keep this cupboard?
Oh, well, don't chuck that. Feed can have it next to the bed with all the books and tapes in it.
That's true. Hey, mind out.
So, was Caroline really okay about you taking this afternoon off? You know, because I would have thought that she might not feel up to taking on all that responsibility so soon.
No, she's fine. She told me she needs something to take her mind off of it.
I feel so sorry for her.
Oh, yeah, so do I. Well, I told her she can always ring if there's a problem.
Sure, yeah.
Well, what's the time, by the way?
Just gone 4 o'clock.
Right. When do you think we should get back to Nightingale?
We'll give it another half hour. Shouldn't be that much more to do before the party.
Come on, Fallon, tell me.
I don't know what you want me to say.
You must have heard people saying it's me cutting the horses.
Well, no, I heard somebody say it could be that funny-looking bloke from Gleeblums who never says anything.
Well, the one who always wears his shirt buttoned up to the top?
Yeah. But and someone else reckoned it could be one of them weird cults.
Who said that?
No, I don't know. It's someone in the pub.
Yeah, most of them reckon it's me, though, don't they?
No. It's only one or two.
The police think it's me.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Why would they think that?
It's obvious, isn't it?
No.
I was caught nicking some knives and chisels, so it must have been me.
Don't do that. You might hit the dirt.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, isn't it? Because I hate animals, don't I?
Oh, don't be stupid. I've always been mad for him.
That's not what that copper said to me this morning.
Why? What did he say?
He was asking me if I always stole knives and where I was two nights ago.
You were under curfew.
Yeah, and the ones before that, you know, when the mother horses were cut.
Oh, look, you may be a prat for going out thieving in the first place, but you ain't a horse slasher.
Well, he asked if I could prove I was where I said I was.
But surely they can't believe
it. Well, half the village does, so why shouldn't the police as well?
Because it's wrong, that's why.
What if they don't believe
me? Well, they've got to.
Yeah, of course they have.
What did your mum and dad say?
I haven't told them.
Maybe you should.
No. I don't want to.
Oh, look, here comes Emma.
Don't you tell her either, all right?
Well, of course not. Well, I've got to go anyway.
You don't have to go.
Look, you'll be okay. Don't let me grind you down.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Em.
Hiya.
Has Kenton let you off early for the party?
Yeah, we still got quite a bit to do.
Oh, do you need a hand with anything?
Thanks, but we should be all right. Roy and Haley are there now, setting up.
Oh, okay, well, see you tonight.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye, Ed.
Could at least have said goodbye.
What's it to do with you?
Don't start, Ed.
Well, I suppose everyone's getting all excited about tonight.
Yeah, they are, as a matter of fact.
Well, don't worry, I was just going anyway.
Now, Ed, stop.
What for?
Can we talk?
What's the point?
Look, I know you're going through a really hard time at the moment.
Yeah, you could say that.
Just wanted to say, I'm sorry if what's happening tonight makes it harder.
Yeah, right.
Please, Ed, I don't want us to go on like this.
Well, what do you want instead, then?
You know it can't be like it was before, but I do still care for you. A lot.
Great.
I hope we can remain friends.
Yeah, well, that's up to you, isn't it?
No, it's up to both of us. And, well, you know what?
What?
It'll still be a great party tonight, but it won't be as good without you.
That's supposed to make me feel better.
Maybe not, but it's true.
Yeah, well, have fun.
Oh, you made it look dead romantic with all these candles.
Yeah, that was Em's idea. There's a different scent in each room.
I thought so. I like the jasmine in the dining room best.
Yeah, she's good with stuff like that. Oh, and thanks for the cakes.
That's all right. You can't have an engagement party without a proper cake.
Yeah, it looks brilliant with all the icing.
I thought I'd do you a chocolate one as well while I were about it.
Yeah, they're really great.
Anyway, I'd best be off now.
Oh, you will come back with Dad later, won't you?
Yeah, of course I will.
Oh, those cakes look fantastic, Clary.
Thanks, Hayley.
Yeah, she had to stop me from tucking into the chocolate one.
That's always been your favourite,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, I know.
I remember you ate nearly a whole cake on your own once at one boy's party.
How old was he then?
24.
No, I won't.
Must have been about 5 or 6.
Oh, so some things never change, then.
by the way, Will, this place looks fabulous.
Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Oh, it was such a great idea to have the party here.
Yeah, in fact, if Matt Crawford hadn't already got in there first, we'd snap this place up straight away, eh, wouldn't we?
If only.
Wish Ed wasn't so miserable at the moment.
Yeah, but there's nothing much we can do about it.
No, I know. It's just a shame he couldn't come tonight, though.
It's a stupid curfew.
Oh, no. Don't believe it.
What?
Look, it's my mum and dad trying to dance.
Oh, bless. They're doing their best. Well,
maybe we should put some ABBA on for them.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be so funny.
You're right. Still, I'm glad they came at all.
Why? Did you think they weren't going to?
Oh, it's a stupid thing they got about Mariana Grundy. Especially my dad.
Oh, he'll get over it.
Wouldn't bet on it.
Kenan didn't stay long, did he?
Said he had a headache. I don't suppose Mum and Dad will stay long either.
They'll want to see you cut a cake, won't they?
No, Dad told me he didn't want to bump into Eddie and Clary. Oh,
family's there, you'd have them.
Hey, Em. The bear's starting to run a bit low.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, it's okay. I just can't remember where Will said he put all the other cans.
Sorry, you'll have to ask him. Oh, look, he's over there.
Well,
blimey, Roy, you've got a mouth like a foghorn.
Well, has he heard me?
What do you want?
The beer. Where is it?
Oh, at the back of the larder by the kitchen. I thought it'd be cooler in there.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
No, I'll come with you, get another one.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Yeah. Happy?
Very.
This is just how I wanted it to be.
Good. Come on, let's show my mum and dad how it's supposed to be done.
Do you want to watch the news?
Nah, you can turn it off.
I hope you ain't going to do that all night.
What?
Tapping that spoon.
There's nothing else to do.
Well, ain't there another programme on your life?
Friday night telly's for sad loners, isn't it?
Then why don't you go and play some music? And keep the headphones on so you don't disturb your granddad.
That's boring.
Oh, so you're determined to mooch.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go to that stupid party anyway.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Yeah, it is. Like some middle-aged couple already.
If you hadn't got to stay in, you'd be there like a shot.
Yeah, that's what you think.
I don't know what you're being so down on.
The only reason I'd go would be to break this stupid curfew thing.
No, you mustn't do that.
Yeah, well, I might as well.
Then what would happen if that policeman turned up and found you wasn't here?
I don't care. Might as well bang me up now.
I wish you wouldn't say that.
That's what they want
to
do.
No, they don't. When I spoke to that probation officer, he seemed to think you wouldn't end up in there.
What's he know?
Well, more than we do, for a start. Oh, that'd be Eddie for me now.
Yeah, we'll have a great time, won't you?
I hope we will.
Make sure you give everyone my love.
It won't be long.
Don't rush back.
Half an hour at the most, I should think.
That's okay. I can always wake Grandad up for a game of Scrabble, can I?
Bye, then.
Okay, I honestly can't think of a couple better suited to one another than Will and Emma.
Well, apart from us.
Yeah, I paid him to say that. And at this point, Roy, you're supposed to open the champagne.
Yeah, all right, I'm nearly there.
Better late than never.
There's the tat said to the vicar.
Thank you. Family occasion.
Right, hold out your glasses.
Right. Anyway, thank you. I would like to propose a toast to Will and Emma.
Right, yeah. Will and Emma.
I'd just like to say that I love Emma more than anything else in the world.
Oh, that's well said.
The day she said she'd be my wife was the best day of my life.
Yay!
Please put the music back on. This is too embarrassing.
Oh, I think I better have a word with the DJ.
Come on, Roy, let's dance.
Oh, yeah, okay, I like this one.
Roy and Ellie have been brilliant, haven't they?
Yeah, we couldn't have done it without them.
It's been a lovely evening, you two.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
We're so glad you came.
So am I. But I've lost your dad.
Oh, even better.
No, I'd better find him and get him home.
Last I saw, he was in the kitchen polishing off the cider.
Well, that sounds about right.
So long as he's enjoying himself.
Oh, I'm sure he's doing that.
Well, you don't have to go.
No, I know, but I think we'll leave it to you kids now.
Okay.
Don't forget to go round to the Laurels tomorrow and tell Marjorie all about it. She's dying to hear.
No, we won't.
Oh, look, there's your dad. Eddie, time to go home.
Oh, I reckon they really enjoy themselves.
I hope so. Sorry about what I said just now.
About being embarrassed?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
What you said was lovely.
Oh, I meant it.
I know. I do love you.
And I love you too. Mwah.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.